So while turning in my sheets, and once again I cannot sleep, walk out the door and up the street, look at the stars beneath my feet, remember rights that I did.
Hi guys, this is Joe from the Power Records Podcast here in beautiful Toronto, Canada. Hope that you're all doing fantastic. Hope that you're staying safe. And this podcast is all about vinyl records. And if you love vinyl records, then tune in where I give you little tidbits on how you can maybe operate your business, maybe keep collecting, trading, whatever you want to do with vinyl. Vinyl is becoming more and more popular. And we just listened to there, and still listening to, James Blunt. Isn't he a great artist? Like a fabulous artist. You know that song, You're Beautiful? I think that's what it's called. But anyways, it's a fantastic song. I've listened to a lot of his stuff, and he's just an amazing artist. And love him. I just, his music is, you know, a treasure. And I love listening to him. Anyways, that's what you're listening to here in the background. So I just was at the Hamilton Records Show on the weekend, and it was great to see a lot of record collectors there, and a lot of fun talking to a lot of them there. And I picked up a lot of good LPs, and I picked up one that was very, very interesting, Flock of Seagulls. Remember, if you remember them, Iran. Remember that song, Iran? That song is on there. And I picked up the LP. I brought it home. I paid $10 for it. And I was amazed to find that the LP was autographed by the band. And, yeah, I don't know if the seller knew that, but when I got home, I looked at it. And I said, that's their autographs. And sure enough, I went to Google and I tried Googling their autographs, and it matched up pretty well. So, boy, oh boy, I don't know if I want to sell that LP. You know, I want to keep it because I like Flock of Seagulls. But it was really cool to see that. Anyways, it was a great show. I thought that this was a better record show than one I've seen in the past. The prices were pretty reasonable, and there was a lot of variety, and a lot of new vendors as well too. And there's going to be another show here in Guelph, Ontario, and there's going to be a few more new vendors there too. So they're popping up everywhere. A lot of places to buy vinyl are popping up, and so are the vendors at record shows. So great to see that, great to hear that, and I hope it continues. I hope the trend continues. So it was a great show to go to. And I'm going to try to go to the Guelph Record Show as well too. So guys, I great to hear that our show, the Power Records Podcast, has been voted number 3 on the list of 25 podcasts about vinyl records. Boy, I was really... As you can see, I don't have the words, but I was really amazed to see that we're on the list of 25, even made it to the list of 25, yet alone to be at position number 3. And I'm just so thankful for all of you out there for listening to this podcast. One thing that I was able to highlight on the lists of podcasts about vinyl records is that our podcast average is 10 minutes. You know, and most of the podcasts out there are like 90 minutes, like 2 hours. Ours is 10 minutes. I don't think there's too many podcasts that are 10 minutes. But, you know, from what I've heard in the past, I don't know if this is true, but people tend to lose interest, you know, after about 10 minutes. So that's why I keep it to 10 minutes. But it was great to see that on the internet last week, where it popped up that we're number 3 on the list of 25. Thank you, everybody, for listening. There is something that I saw on Amazon this week, and it hit me because I sell on Amazon. If you are a seller on Amazon, if you have a good track record, They give you like bonus points. So like if you accumulate like 200 bonus points, you are what they call, your account is in good standing. So I'm at number like 216 on Amazon.com, which is pretty good because my tracking is 100%. Very, very little customer complaints. And, you know, and if you keep treating your customers good, then the ranking goes up. So the other day I had an issue where I had a customer complaint. And what happens usually is when you get a customer complaint, it's called an AZ, A to Z customer complaint. And when the customer files an A to Z customer complaint, Amazon pays them 100% of the cost of the product and they deduct your account. And it goes against you on Amazon. But if you are in high standing with Amazon, if you're a really trusted buyer like I am, they don't deduct your account and they don't charge, they don't hold it against you for having an AZ complaint, which is pretty cool. So guys, I would advise you that if you sell on Amazon.com, you know, keep your tracking records clean, keep your, your customer complaints low, and you will have the same type of treatment from them. You know, Amazon's great to sell on, but if you have a bad reputation, they will kick you off. But in this case, where I have a good reputation, they side with you on things like that. So this is something that you should remember if you are selling on Amazon. If you have any questions on that, just email me at jlcarone@simpatico.ca, and I'd be more than happy to answer any of your questions at any time. Not just in this particular case where I'm talking about Amazon, but in anything where you're selling online. So guys, that's about it for today. That's my show for today. And again, thanks so much for listening. And I hope to talk to you soon. This is the Power Records Podcast. And talk to you soon. Bye now.